here the passage is given on a chess wife. Prabhupada explaining that how a chess wife would enter into fire. Actually, they used to enter into fire because the separation from their husband would be so much painful, torturing for them. And the rather they would enter into fire. Entering into fire would be less painful than living without husband. That means that time the attachment between the husband and wife are so strong that they will feel there is no use of me surviving when my husband has died. In this way, the women, they have a great role in society to make it perfect. Nowadays, of course, because of the influence of age of Kali, all abstract things happening, that women are claiming that we are greater than men, and in society ladies are neglected, or even so much so in the demonic civilization, people are killing in their womb if they see by medical test of the daughter inside the womb. I have in China, they kill billions of babies because they have a rule, whether boy or girl, son or daughter, you can have only one child. The newspaper came, something like 2,500,000 kids they kill because they are girls. So these are all absurd thoughts. So now society, the ladies are fighting that we are greater than men. But according to Vedic society, ladies are always respected as greater. There is no question of their claim. But there is a different sense and understanding. Just like I, when coming from a Odisha village, I know my childhood time, the lifestyle was so different than present lifestyle. If I explain, you will laugh. What kind of lifestyle is this? So primitive. And now it will seem like a very primitive lifestyle. But the understanding was, previous time I know that some daughter takes bath means very auspicious that is. Not a big burden. Because the lady in nature, they are meant to give pleasure. In nature, whether she is daughter, whether she is sister, whether she is wife, whether she is mother, or she is grandmother, in every level, they give pleasure. In our family, now they are saying that daughters, all the girls should be killed, boys should be saved. But we see family life. In a family, one person may have 4 or 5 sons, 1 or 2 daughters. Daughters are more affectionate towards the father. Father takes daughter, so my daughter is very affectionate. They don't care so much of the son. They feel more affectionate to daughter. And in our family, we have seen that we have hardly any friendship with our brother. Personally, I had most of my best friend was my sister. I used to go with her to school, everything we would do together. It's a special relationship. And this way, the ladies have a great role in society. That's why when some girl takes bath, and they are known as Kanya Ratna. Ratna, you know, jewel. The Kanya, they are regarded as jewel when they are not married. And when they are married, and they are known as Griha Lakshmi. When some boy marries, we have seen after marriage, the whole life in the whole house family changes. So they think that Lakshmi enters into their house. Of course, some could be Lakshmi, some could be opposite to Lakshmi. Some house grows like anything after marriage, and some house goes down also. But in generally, if marriage is considered such a exalted ceremony, people are very serious about this, because that is what happened, their whole life depends upon their marriage. The marriage is successful, then life is blissful. If marriage is not successful, life is very hellish. Of course, now for Western world, they don't understand this is hellish. Because their whole life is hellish. There is no hell separate from them. It is part of their life to have a hellish life. But in Vedic civilization, the marriage was very crucial moment of the life. That's why so much check and balance was there. And that has to be observed in a very specific process, so that the marriage will last up to the end of the life. And of course nowadays, in Western world it is very common, people they do not consider that one will marry and stay whole life together. But for India, most of your Indians, you know, this is very common, that somebody marries, she will stay whole life. And for Western countries, that doesn't matter, you can have a 5-10 father, 5-10 mother, no problem. Once I, first time I went to America, I had a godbrother, Ranga Garpu. So when we get down New York Airport, he took me to Twin Towers. You know, my fifth father is the engineer for this building. So they come on, my fifth father to say like that. But there is no such thing existing, my fifth father. But this is there. But in the Vedic lifestyle, the marriage ceremony itself was very special. And I remember, as a Griha Lakshmi, the married lady, they are regarded as Griha Lakshmi. And according to Vedic civilization, their behavior, their way of dressing, way of talking, would change so much so that people can understand she is married or she is not married. It is common before marriage, no? Somebody might play around, but after marriage, if they see a married lady, then their dress, their behavior, in such a way people will automatically develop some even reverence towards them, respect. The same girl before marriage will look different, but after she will marry, she really looks like some devi. The dress is absurd, putting that vermilion, putting this covering, the sarees, everything. So in this way, people will show more respect. So in our village life, what used to happen? If some boy gets married, we call it Badhu. The daughter-in-law is known as Badhu, just like in Sikhyastakam, Urid Vidya Badhu Jivanam, Vidya Badhu. Somebody is intelligent, is like Badhu, very humble. He bow down, stay down, Vidya Badhu Jivanam. So, the Badhu, Griha Badhu, is known as Griha Badhu, is very confidential subject matter. Nowadays, if you keep ladies in confidential way, they think they are tortured. Of course, they tortured. Nowadays, you cannot understand. But that is a lifestyle like that. I don't think they are feeling tortured because that is part of life. But I'll explain you now, if you hear, you think they are really torturing them. I don't think they are suffering for them because that is a part of life. This is how we live. Just like fish is living inside the water, not suffering for it. Fish. But we do here, whole day we stay inside the water. Oh, how can we survive? It's suffering. But it was very starting from before marriage that it is explained in scripture. The wife to have daughter is very nice. For a grihastha, just by having a daughter and doing his duty towards the daughter itself will promote them to higher plant existence. Doing your duty to your daughter, you grow her nicely and you offer your daughter a good boy. Just by offering your daughter to a good boy, you get a result of one day, ekadasi result. Not a bad. So that's why grihastha has so many facilities. Even if they have trouble, some life, but with that, they have so many facilities. Actually, in Vedic lifestyle, each and every activity was simply meant how to upgrade, promote the living entity more and more. Just designed like that. Not only when they go to temple and worship, everything, all the starting from going to toilet, how you get up, how you brush your tooth, everything was designed that you remember with you. And as soon as you get up, first prayer is that you thank Lord that you are so kind unto me, that you have given me chance to see today's sunlight. Who would know what would happen during the night, my dear Lord? You are so merciful unto me that you have given me chance to see another day, daylight. They will woke up. Then they leave the bed. The first step they will put on the ground, they will thank and beg excuse for Mother Earth. You are so merciful, you have given me shelter in your lap and I am putting my steps on you. Please excuse me. So this way they will go to bathroom. There are four different varna and ashram. The previous time they had no toothbrush or Colgate toothpaste. They used to use the twigs. That was very common. And there is also different varieties of the crystal. Then who is the varna? The brahmanas, which kind of tree twigs they will use? Kshatriyas, which twigs they will use? And what will the size of the twigs also? How long twig brahmana will use? How long twigs Kshatriyas will use? So when they take bath, a special mantra for that also. When they go out of the house, when they start eating, so if you read those things, you will understand what a lifestyle, restricted, really sizing up, not shaping up, the lifestyle. What to speak of going to higher planetary systems. While you are here, you will feel the difference. Because that restricted life itself makes people so peaceful, so happy, so healthy, everything brings to perfect order. So they are all in bliss. We may, while we hear, oh, this is torturing, how one can live like this? But it is bliss. Just like if somebody sitting in America going to so many cinema, clubs, enjoying, doing so much things, will go to India in some small village. You may think, wow, what a life it is, how can one survive like this? No cold drink, no cinema, no prostitutes, nothing. What a life it is, it's torturing. Okay. But it's not like that. It's not like that. You may go to India in very small poor village, but bliss is there. And that bliss is all in line with the Vedic lifestyle. In 12 months, that's happening festival. This festival gives them bliss. All sense gratification for them is based on Krishna consciousness. Even in my childhood I have seen all this cinema drama is taking place now, all they are not existing. Before 30 years, 35 years before, any drama or theatre they are doing is simply based on Ramayana or Mahabharata. Ramayana, Mahabharata. All the social drama just came when I was studying in high school. There's a samajik natak, social drama. This got started that time. The other differ. Even if the regular sense gratification for the people, what to speak of in a civilized society, even if tribal people, they use country liquor, wine, they bank on big big drums, they do all horrible activities. But festival comes, there is chant and dance, singing the glories of Krishna, like that. And each and every fiber of the lifestyle, no, was swept with Krishna consciousness, or some process lifestyle, which will be upgrade them, promote them more and more. So this is the basic lifestyle was designed in such a way that how one will become free from this material distress. Not only he will get free after his death, but he will perceive that bliss by following that very strict regulative lifestyle in this life also. Of course, that was recommended for different level of people in different way. Brahmana, that one lifestyle. Prakhatriya, one lifestyle. Vaishya, one lifestyle. And Shudra, one lifestyle. For Shudras are given more opportunity that they can do some go to prostitute, drink liquor, this, that, different things, according to their modes of material nature. They are not restricted. Nobody can do like this. For different people, because varnashram is based on the modes of material nature, the basic lifestyle is designed in that way. So, this is griha vadhu that I was explaining, that daughter-in-law will come, and that people used to think this is an important time of her life. So that's why to give daughter marriage was a very great job for the parents. Sometimes if they can't arrange a good husband, the system was they would take some cheap tries. The father has to take some cheap tries and to go out of the house to say, this is until I find a good husband for my daughter, I will not come back. Promise like that. Take some cheap tries, a cup rice and go. The thing is a duty. It's a duty. Not our duty as soon as the children they grow become 18 years old, okay, hit the road on their own. And devotee was telling me, in America, they have a system, and child will grow. 18 years old they have to be, right? To be independent. Then father will say, hey, you are 16 years old, 2 years more, 2 years more. You're 17 years, hey, 1 year more, 6 months more. You plan on your own. No, he'll be warning like that. Have a lifestyle, huh? How you get happiness? Real happiness only depends upon love and affection. You may not have everything. You may have nothing. In a straw house. But if you are surrounded with your daughter and son who are giving love and affection, you may sleep on a straw mat. That will give you so much pleasure itself. That is basic principle of enjoyment is love. But people are not having that. I have my bank balance, my wife has her bank balance, my son has his own bank balance. This lifestyle. But you stand on your own leg. One side people just appreciate also. So they want to be this, they make them to stand on their own leg. They stand on their own leg, but they get rid of their head. They become headless. They become heartless. No heart. You have only two legs standing there. There is no heart to extend. Where you live? And then. But in Vedic life, it is not like that. Maybe father was earning everything. Father may earn everything, but father has no option to spend a penny. Father can't spend anything. Father will simply earn money. And whatever father will get, he'll give to mother. Or grandmother is there, and there is no question of father and mother to get a penny. Everything will go to grandmother. And she will be teasing, unlike grandmother in the house of the housemaid, she is be teasing. She is the control of treasury, everything in her hands. She knows how to control. So in this way, the ladies, they may be ladies, which may think of their inferior, but in fact they are the controller of everything. Starting from their gun, and they marry, and they become mother, and they become grandmother, always they are the controller. But that control is different control. That control is not by law. We marry a law. It's not by law, it's by love and affection. Just same example, same things happening with Krishna and his devotees. Krishna and his devotees. Same way with love and devotion. So in this way they control everything. So that's why when the girls marry and go to the husband's house, I remember how the parents so carefully, they scrutinize the boy, they will give marriage to their daughter. And the daughter, when you get married, means the regard is like I am dead now from my family. So they just cry. Now that I don't think you know that somebody cry during marriage. They don't cry, they laugh, they just go, the big ceremony. But in Orisha, they learn, for some day they learn how to cry, remembering all the incidents, you know. So then they will go house to house. In village, everybody is having, the whole village is like one family. Here, what is the whole village is one family. People, they do not know what is happening in next door. Next door is not belongs to your family. And what is become next door, your whole one family is not your own family. I have from Dayaram Prabhu, he had gone to America. So his auntie is there. So Dayaram Prabhu has gone, so they have to give him some place to stay. So as usual in Western countries, father, mother has one room, son has another room, daughter has another, everybody they have a separate room. Nobody can sleep in one bed, even if small daughter also has to have a separate room. In Ashland, we had one lady devotee, had gone to her house. The Shivatuli Maharaj, yesterday night I saw some dream. I got very scared. So I had to call my daughter, a small daughter, maybe 10 years old daughter. So I called my daughter to come and sleep with me. She said, why your daughter is sleeping separately? Don't sleep together? Maharaj, don't stay like that. If you still sleep with me, all her friends will criticize, oh, you are such a big girl sleeping with her mother. But in India is not like that. They all stay, you know, in whole family side together. So whole village is like one family. They would all know each other, going, eating, you know, spend most of their time in other's house like that. So house to house. And they will cry. They will cry, lamenting. And telling how affectionate you are towards me, how I was living my lifestyle, why you are giving me away now, why don't you kill me, why don't you give back, all that whole explanation is there. And then they will, they will pacify them, then they give a big fish to her, very respectfully. Then marriage ceremony takes place. And the girl will marry, and nobody can see her. She looks veil of the ear, and she will go, going her head down to the house. And when she will go to the house, first she will enter to the deity room, or to the kitchen room. And kitchen room is very sacred place in Hindu community. I was in Singapore. In Singapore, in the housing design, every kitchen room will have one toilet inside the kitchen room. But see, every house you go, kitchen room has a toilet. I don't know, they cook and go to toilet or what. But Vedic system, kitchen room is, they keep deity there. Very sacred place. And when a Griha Lakshmi will come, they go to first enter the deity room, then they will go to kitchen room, because kitchen room, all their ancestors, they stay there. No person can enter into the kitchen room. Hard to speak of any other person, even if gents are not allowed. Ladies, you take bath. If you are not taken bath, you can enter the kitchen room. You cannot take bath because ancestors are staying there. So first she will be brought there. Then nobody can see her face. On a particular day, the villagers will be elderly people, there is no question of only young kids can associate with this lady. And elderly people, no question, can see her face. But one day they will be allowed to see her face. Always she will be covering, and she can see any other gents, no gents, only her husband. And that also her husband, so restriction, cannot see her husband during daytime. Daytime she has to respect her husband like God. Husband, wife can sit on the same bed, daytime, no, different bed. She has to sit on the floor, it's too much suffering for ladies, they think. She'll sit on the floor, but that has respect relationship like this. Husband will sit in the same bed, they can sit. But though it sounds to you different, little strange, but within that, even reverence and love and affection was very much predominating. So they were feeling tortured. So like the ladies, they were covering their face, they can look at anybody. One day the elderly person would come and see this Grihalakshmi, Grihapati, Vadhu, she is daughter-in-law of the whole village. That is how they regard. The daughter-in-law of the whole village, or son-in-law of the whole village. Then they will come to see her. But they can see her, but she can't see them. She has to close her eyes. Then some elderly lady will be surrounding, opening her face. Then they will see, and they will give some dakshina to her also. Very respectfully. Very respectfully. So this is how the lifestyle, Vedic lifestyle was. And the excess lady is very powerful. It's as powerful as a strict sannyasi, maybe more powerful as a strict sannyasi. In the Puran Vedic literature, a small description I will give. There, exactly right. So before you understand how the chest ladies are more powerful than a great sense, central personality. In this place, there is very chest lady. She used to serve her husband very attentively. As most of you know, in India, if husband becomes sick or something happens, it is not like that wife has dropped the husband and run out somebody else. Whatever it is, I just say, what they say, one wife, whole life. The whole life, one wife and husband together to stay, whether they fight each other or something goes wrong, they have no other gati. One gati is, gati kevalam, one gati is there. So sometimes we see in family life, in Western world, they argue each other, okay, we do her. But you may go on divorcing like this, one again and again, but never you will find a wife with whom you will not have any fighting. Unless she is something like Lakshmi Devi. Even if you know the Lakshmi Devi, you should also fight sometimes. They are also fighting. So this is part of the life somebody has to understand. Part of the life we stay together. So this lady was serving her husband very attentively. The husband got leprosy. Got leprosy, disease. But still, she was such a chaste lady. She was serving him very attentively. Taking care of him. And she would know nobody else except her husband. So this was taught in Vedic civilization. Because they were told, if you do like this, you will go back to, not much to God, and at least to heaven. That much was predominated. Better gives more information of heaven, not so much of back to Godhead. So that much they are another thing, oh okay, I have to strictly follow all these things. So they are only knowing about their husband and serving them. So one day, a very strange thing happened. So that husband was looking very morose. He was not so happy. Then wife is saying, I am serving you so attentively. Why you are not happy? What is wrong with you? Please tell me. I am lacking in serving you. You are feeling so much morose. Please open your heart. Let me know. How can I serve you? Then that husband said that I am the meat and associate some prostitutes. I have developed the desire like this. Whose husband can dare to tell to his wife that I am associated with some the leprosy. No problem. Why you should have told me? I will arrange. But how can she arrange? She is a poor lady. She has no money. Going to some prostitute, has to invest money. So what she did? She went to a prostitute house. Every day in the middle of night she would go and clean her utensils, courtyard, everything. So in this way the prostitute would see somebody is coming, and early morning when she gets up, sees everything is clean. She will be surprised, who is doing all these things? So one night, she is hiding to catch who is doing like this. So she was hiding and she found midnight this lady entered. She may be surprising how lady entered middle night. There's no security, no lockup, no security bell, anything. No, that time they had no security. They are leaving everything over the door, everything remains to open. So easily she entered and cleaning everything. The prostitute caught up on her. Hey, who are you? So why are you doing like this every day? Then she said, you see, my husband is like this, and I have to fulfill the desire of my husband, but I have no money. So if you are pleased, now you can fulfill the desire of my husband, so I will be happy. The prostitute said, oh, no problem. You bring your husband, no? So then this first lady went, and that guy was so much suffering from leprosy, he can't walk even. The lady was partly carrying. She carried and brought her to prostitute's house. The prostitute waiting, and she had prepared some chickpeas. And she had arranged many pots, an iron pot, copper pot, brass pot, silver pot, aluminium pot, gold pot, and every pot she had put this chickpea. And she told this person, you want to enjoy with me? Very much, you are welcome. But before you enjoy with me, I have a system that whoever will enjoy with me has to eat something first. So I have this chickpea. You please eat. Then you will enjoy with me. There are chickpeas kept in different kinds of pots. Iron pot, silver pot, copper pot. So he has to choose from which pot he eat the chickpea. Then this Brahman, he went and he picked up chickpea from golden pot. This prostitute said, you see, again this person was suffering from leprosy, that you have come to enjoy with me. This enjoyment has no difference. It is different body only. You see me different body, your wife is different body. But whole chickpea is same in every part. All different parts are there. And you have come to me. But your wife is just like this golden pot. That what you are meant to enjoy from. And you like this golden pot, you picked up chickpea, you could have picked up chickpea from the iron pot. So why you have come all day to enjoy with me? Why do you have such a test lady? And previous time, the prostitutes also are very exalted. Prostitutes are not ordinary, they are not prostitutes. Some prostitutes are very revered, respected prostitutes. Some prostitutes are there, they don't just give their body to everybody, but they dance. Different varieties of prostitutes are there. So sometimes prostitute house are also regarded very pious place. Yes, in some ceremony they need some soil for prostitute's house. It is regarded like that. So she gave a very good lesson to this person. That what you are thinking is not correct. And this person completely changed his mind. He lost his desire. He got a good lesson from prostitute. He said, okay, I have done a great mistake. Then apologize to his wife. Please let us go back to our house. Then this first lady again carried her husband. In the middle of the night, she is coming back to her house. So when dark night they are going, so there is one rishi, he is doing meditation. So when he was carrying like this, she was carrying her husband, the leg was hanging, the leprosy person, and the leg hit this rishi. Immediately his meditation broke, and he saw the lady carrying this leprosy person, and as he kicked me, he became very angry. So who is this person who kicked me like this? So I thought, before sunrise, this person will die. Then this lady heard that my husband will die. Then she was very worried. The great sense causing like this. Her first lady, the whole wealth of her life is vermilion. If her husband dies, no more vermilion on that forehead. So this is the symptom of a married lady. They put vermilion on their head. So they cannot, she cannot tolerate that her husband will die. That can happen. So my husband will die. But the scent has come. Or as soon as sun rises, husband will die. then si mada sankalpa. And if I am really just ready, that son will not rise, my husband will not die. Because the saint has said, as soon as son rise, husband will die. She made a promise that son will not rise when the question of my husband will die. She gave such a powerful potency, the chest lady, lady had. Then, the whole night passed. All the saintly persons, they got up early Brahma Muhurta. Then waiting to do their standard yoga, different things, sun will rise, they will do their tarpana, different ceremonies. Waiting, sun is not rising. What happened? Everyone surprised? Sun is not rising? So this lady has made promise. The whole question of my husband will die after sunrise, sun will not rise. The whole universe got into trouble. What will happen? All the demigods, everybody, saintly person waiting. Sun will rise, sun is not moving, not rising. Then finally, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, appeared. Brahma, Shiva, Indra went to Vishnu, please come, solve our problem. By the potence of this chaste lady, sun is not rising. The whole universe, how? The whole universe will be destroyed otherwise. Then finally, Narayan came and approached this lady. Please, now, take back your promise so that all the living entity will survive. And she said, yes, I'll take back, but my husband shouldn't die. But Narayan is in big trouble. What to do? Saint has said he will die. So then Narayan said, okay, let son rise and your husband die. And I'll bring him back again to life. Then son rise, then husband has again has got back to life. Story explained the potency of a chaste lady, which can surpass, isn't it, to the cause of a great saint also. So in this way, we should all understand that Vedic lifestyle, which is a dream history for us now, has some value. By saying this, I am not saying we have a lifestyle like that, because nowadays not practical. But it was, and which was oriented in such a way to upgrade the consciousness of the living entity and to give more and more bliss. But of course, this is not a Vedic age, neither Varnasrama is more prevailing nowadays. That's why I present this best process is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, to have life success. Any questions?
Very difficult, loving relationship.
All women mothers means you can respect mothers. All women cannot become mothers. Your mother is only your mother. You see, all women will respect their mothers. If you behave all women like your mother, it will be very strange. You can go, you can hug your mother. All women, you can hug your all women. So you respect. You respect everybody. Yeah, all ladies like that. That is how they respect that. See, as I was telling, the real love is based on you and reverence. You and reverence is there when love and affection is there. So that is blended in such a nice way that gives pleasure. Nobody feels tortured for his master or servant. Samarking is both on reciprocation is there. So when we see everybody, we respect as mother. That's Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki.